handle it. It's when we don't have what we need, we worry about. It is 9 o'clock and we'll wait about 1 or 2 minutes before we get started.
Glenn will probably show up as soon as he can get here.
Who is that?
Glenn Hunter.
Oh, okay.
Even though he won't necessarily need to.
Yeah, okay. We are going to record this meeting. We don't typically necessarily, but we had several people who couldn't make it, and so we didn't want to. I do not encourage teleconference attendance at a pre-solicitation meeting, so we will record it and they can hear what we said.
Where would it be available?
On the website, okay. Under the current solicitation, where you got the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll pop it up there. Okay, I think it's a couple minutes after 9, so we will go ahead and get started. Get my device working here. All right, this is the pre-solicitation meeting for the request for proposals for case management software program for corrections. Our PD number is 1670025, and today is Thursday, February 23rd, and it's 9:02. We can go around the room since we are recording this and have everybody introduce themselves for the recording. We'll start with you, Whitney.
Okay, I'm Whitney Lucas. I'm the financial manager for the Department of Corrections.
Chris Karp, IT manager.
William Nidefer with Spirit Solutions, Inc.
Georgia Nidefer, Spirit Solutions, Inc.
Rita Spencer, probation.
Tammy Booker, division manager, community corrections.
Burton Chesterfield, program manager for pretrial diversion and probation intake.
Angela Meek, pretrial release and check diversion.
Great, and I'm Claudia Simmons, purchasing manager. I don't know if I said that. Well, the first part of pre-solicitation conference is I typically go over the purchasing aspects of this request for proposal, and you feel free to ask any questions, correct me with any point, bring anything up that you think you want to highlight. And then I'll turn it over to the technical folks to go over the technical aspects. But this is a request for proposal versus a bid. So that means that this solicitation will be asking for a proposal form. We'll go over that in a minute. It also means that the selection will be based on the majority vote of a proposal review and selection committee. And we'll go over the criteria that they're going to use for their selection also as part of what I'm going to go over. So we want to make sure that everybody understands that distinction. Your proposals are to be in the Office of Purchasing no later than 2 p.m. Tuesday, March 14th. And it is to be in a sealed envelope, appropriately marked. Okay. And the second page of the solicitation is more or less some instructions, kind of a checklist to know what you need to do. But the main thing you need to realize is that section that says the following document shall be returned with the proposal. That means that when I unseal your envelope, if those things are not in there, your proposal will not be reviewed by the committee. What we're asking for is the solicitation offer and award form with your original signature and one CD or flash drive containing your complete proposal. We also want the proposal form completed with the original signature. The proposal, the offer and award form at the very top in your packet says, sign and return this form. This is what it looks like. And the signature area is down here. We have it marked with the two asterisks. Okay. Your proposal form says proposal form at the top, and that's where we're asking for your you to sign this that says you are making a proposal. Okay. We have a last day for questions. Even though you attended this meeting, you may want to send me an email with your questions. That information is in the package, and the last day is no later than Monday, March 6th. Okay. We'll do everything we can to get those questions back out to you in a timely manner. As I said, this is a request for proposal. So after your proposals have been opened, they will be reviewed by the proposal review committee. And I think we're going to open these on March 14th. And right now we have our first meeting scheduled for March 23rd. Okay. There is some selection criteria in your package. And that is what you really need to be paying attention to, because those are the things that the committee is going to base their selection on. And it's in Section 3 of the RFP. And the criteria are, number one, system design, and that's 20%. Software design and development, 20%. Understanding and methodology of the project, 20%. Customer service and support, 20%. And integrity of technology infrastructure, 20%. Okay, and there are some definitions of those in the RFP. Important things for you to remember about this solicitation. Number one, it's a request for proposal. Number two, you have a couple of forms that you must complete and sign and put in your sealed envelope. It has to be here no later than 2:00 on March the 14th. The envelopes will be unsealed, and a list of proposers will be put out. Nothing else will be put out on March 14th. Then there will be a review and selection committee who will review the proposals, and that will happen on March 23rd. Typically, that takes more than one meeting. Typically, what happens is you have at least two meetings, and one of them may be a Q&A session, and it will require attendance at that session, personal attendance, okay? Any questions about the purchasing aspects, dates, process, the requirements?
Just one question might be, when you say that there is an attendance, would that be to demo your software, or is that
be whatever the committee asks for.
I got you. So it could be.
It could be. Okay. That has not been determined yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good question. Team, is there anything I failed to highlight?
Everything should be in the package.
Yeah, we have a great package. The next part of this meeting then is to go over the technical aspects of it. Any questions you have about the scope of work, the requirements, specifications, timing, any of that information, you've got the folks here who can answer that.
Would that be me asking?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Unless they want to speak up and already know there's something they want to get on record is
okay.
Making sure people understand.
Right. Yes, I would have under the scope or Exhibit A, it says designed to interface with and share data with other local agencies, i.e. example, our clerk of court and our jail, along with other calendar-based systems. Would this be accomplished via a push-pull API, or is this a collaborative access to the same system that shares information?
We were looking at API-style RESTful services, perhaps, but we're not going to restrict it to that. If there are other means by which to interface with these systems, you know, we're not saying no, we just, it's part of the proposal, how you would like to do it. The clerk of court system is benchmark. Our jail system is CTS America Smart Cop Jail Suite. And there could be some other outside agencies that just want to be able to access the system. We would probably allow them to access it in a read-only type mode.
Okay. That helps. Thank you. Under scope or Exhibit A, it says the service shall be inclusive of innovative technology, i.e. calendar offender recognition via voice and visual identification equipment systems and related support services, data storage, real-time controls, live monitoring, continuous updates and support services, and shall be fully supported by 24-hour passive monitoring. I guess what I was wondering is what is expected by the word live monitoring as well as 24-hour passive monitoring?
That's probably between myself and Tammy. The monitoring part of it, I'm assuming here, is your system, whatever's provided, you would be available to us to call or some sort of technical support should something happen or we have questions about what is going on. One of the probation officers may see something, they would have access to you guys to fill in the blanks or something like that, or you know, the system, there's a system outage, you know, just whatever comes up.
So it's not related to the bracelets or any of the reporting from the bracelets as far as 24-hour passive monitoring?
That's handled by a separate.
Separate.
That's actually active monitoring.
Okay. That helps. Okay. Under scope or Exhibit A, can you elaborate on the component on this component requested, provide correctional staff with the opportunity to track an offender and be able to confirm the date, time, and location of a tracking event? In addition, these services may have the capability of being accessed through a secure internet connection and fully supported by a secure database for transitional records.
If the proposal includes, say, something like a handheld device, like a smartphone perhaps, or some other device that you guys may have, that the information that might be on that phone, if they are using that to communicate that, hey, I am where I'm checking in, and it may record where they are, you know, things around them, you know, just give the probation officer a warm fuzzy, basically, that they are, you know, sure that they are conforming to the orders provided by the judge.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's primarily what that's.
But it's not referring to a tracking ankle bracelet.
No, sir.
Okay, that helps.
None. As far as I know, none of this refers to active tracking or ankle bracelets.
That helps.
That's correct.
I had already asked about, does the RFP include a live demonstration of proposal software, or will it be awarded based on a written? And you know, you answered that, and I appreciate that. Let's see. I mean, obviously, to us, I mean, it's very beneficial to have a live presentation to show you what we're really talking about and the cutting-edge features that we can offer. So just a comment. Is there a target number of days after the award for the desired starting date of implementation?
That'll probably be a negotiation issue.
Okay.
You know, when whoever is selected or... You know, that might be a deciding factor.
Should we put in the RFP our normal implementation schedule?
That would be beneficial for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a target date to go live? Is that sort of open to?
Yeah, but it's not going to be a long drawn out process okay. for the actual start date itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can the county, and I know you always get asked this question, but does the county have and can they disclose any target budget range for this project? I'm sure you always get asked that question.
The problem that we face right now is that we actually don't have a comprehensive case management software system. So we have a couple systems. None of them communicate with each other right now. So honestly, we don't have a good number to give you because that's not something that we currently have at this juncture.
Okay. I'm sorry that I already had this prepared, so I appreciate everybody's patience with me. Under scope or Exhibit A, can you elaborate on the component on this component requested? The fully integrated mobile communication component shall ensure that if an offender tampers with the communication component or fails to comply with any of the rules of passer offender tracking, inclusive of exclusion and inclusion zones, that the proper notifications would be generated for the offender and staff. And just in reading that, it was leaning more toward, you know, a tracking device, and that's sort of what is. So if you could elaborate maybe.
And that was for in the event that whatever software was presented, that they had that component as a part of their software.
I think when we were doing the research and trying to formulate the scope of work, we came across some case management software providers that had tracking components, whether it be via smartphone, remote check-in type things, similar to like a day reporting type system, but where the offenders use their own devices. So the scope of work was kind of drafted to incorporate, if it doesn't negate the use of someone's system if they don't have that component, but if they do have that component, those are the details we want to see.
That helps because, you know, that helps. Thank you on that. Under scope of or Exhibit A, it is also preferable for it to provide ability for offenders to make credit card payment for fines, fees, and restitution from a secure smartphone application. Is this a request for a totally separate financial system or just having the capability of to collect money transaction that would be processed by and deposited into the proper county maintained accounts? Also, would the county cashier input the data required into the software system to provide the financial reports being requested?
Currently, we do not have the capability with our current finance software that we use for community corrections. We don't have the capability to accept online payments. So really, that's kind of an open-ended request, just to be outlined in the proposal, however you guys would be able to handle that. If you are able to handle that, it might not be a capability of the software, in which case, you know, you wouldn't
address
that.
We have a subcontractor who's been doing it for many years.
Okay, see, and then that's the type of information.
So we could
that
make
we
a component of it, you know, option. Is that right? I think it is, I apologize.
It's just that we don't want it to be too cumbersome for our people who, again, are having, you know, the financial system is not very capable right now.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're looking for, and that's part of the innovation pieces of this, you know, how to best, you know, manage, you know, financial systems and allowing for the people that we service, allow them to make the payments so they don't necessarily have to come downtown here and actually come up to the window and here's my money. They'll be able to probably at a check-in or something like that say here's something from PayPal, here you go.
Okay.
I'm not saying it has to be PayPal, mm-hmm. It's something different.
We have a great component that could do that and we can offer it as an option. So under scope or Exhibit A, can you elaborate on the component request to produce information that permits monitoring conformance and with performance and offender behavioral standards? Is this information inputted as data fields somewhere, or is this actual, acuity reporting feature?
That's going to be on you guys, I think, the reporting.
Yeah, basically what we were trying to have is something that we could have across the board for all of the various areas of community corrections, where we could see simultaneously if a person is actually reporting in, they're complying with their conditions, if they are complying with the court order, if they made their payments, and we could fill up similar fields and extract that information.
We would also be interested in alerting and notifications and that sort of thing, such that, you know, it doesn't require somebody to actually say, oh, I need to go pull a report.
Or I need to send someone for a drug test.
Also, we are looking at external providers that provide services like drug testing and everything, that they maybe have some input or being able to be tasked, if you will, from the system and be able to, you know, provide information back and forth.
That's good. Okay. Under the scope or Exhibit A, for the innovation Intuitiv case management software computer program to provide a multi-language court appearance telephone notification system for offenders. Is this only for one notification, or and how many languages are you desiring?
Well, of course English, but if it had the capability for Spanish, that would be interesting. But after reading about some of the software options that were available, that was one of the things that was available. So we put it out there so that if it is something that you can offer, we would be interested.
And is that just for the one notification?
Yes.
That you're talking, not all information?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on what you offer.
Okay.
What notification do you read as what you're asking about?
Well, it says multi-language court appearance telephone notification.
Court appearance.
Right. Yeah,
so he's asking about just the court appearance.
Okay, that's helpful. Under scope or Exhibit A, can produce detailed and summary list of financial transaction, and it goes into a bunch of different things, fee assessments, monetary judgments for specific cases and offenders over specific periods. Produce summary for each cashier and totaling, including totals for each type payment. Allow full, partial, and installment payments by various methods. And I guess my question, and I understand that, and again, we have a component that is a subcontractor we work with. Who is inputting this data to use for pulling the reports, and where is the data originating from, and where is it being stored? And then I said clerk of court, the EFIN. Or is the county wanting a system in addition to a case management system to be a full accounting software for the data reports, or will the county input this data into the software and hence just a repository for producing reports? And I think you've touched on that.
We would prefer that the case management system have a financial component that is linked in that would allow the probation officers, when they're looking at a particular case for an offender, to be able to see this information. Whether it's put directly in or it's linked into a sub-module, however that's set up, just outline that in the RFP. Currently, we have two finance personnel that work in community corrections that people come to the window or call on the phone, they take the payments, they put it into a software right now. The problem with the software that we have right now is that it is basically only a recording software. It doesn't provide us the capability to say, let's look at past due accounts, people that haven't made payments in 30 days, things of that nature. We don't have the comprehensive reporting capability that we need to have.
So the one financial system would be used totality, so there's really, so that the information doesn't have to come from your old system into the new system, it'd just be
correct.
In the
we would no longer, it would, our current system replace would become it. A legacy system,
okay.
Where we would have view access only,
okay.
And we would not be utilizing that actively anymore.
That makes sense.
No, we do, our clerk of court does run the county's financial system, and there would be some interface there to provide them daily type. Daily or weekly?
We send deposits down daily.
So it'll be a daily transactional type of report or interface.
But
we send
those reports down because we have to make the deposit.
Yeah, building inspections, that's the same thing.
Right.
And then there'll be like a roll up report.
Okay.
typical between two financial systems, mm-hmm. that, and, you know, interface and reports.
Okay.
And we have governmental cost center type accounting, so.
Okay.
That would be appreciated.
Okay. Okay, under the scope of Exhibit A, can you elaborate on this component request that the contract provider shall ensure that a qualified personnel are available to provide expert testimony as requested or subpoenaed at their expense? They shall also notify Escambia County Community Corrections immediately of any testimony or subpoenas associated with Escambia County Corrections. Please give example scenarios of this request.
I can answer that question.
Okay.
In the event that we have, of course, all our officers from time to time have to go to court. Mm-hmm. So in the event that the information that we are extracting from this particular software and taken to court and testifying that it is all correct, that if they have any questions regarding our system as to how we actually receive the information, how it works and all of that, if they need expert testimony, we want to make sure that you all will be available to support us, to back us at your expense.
So it's about the software?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Under proposals section, please make sure the proposal includes, not necessarily limited to, the following information: outline of daily cost to offenders for monitoring. Please be sure to include all potentially applicable charges, a list of compatible hardware devices, and my question was, are both A and B referring to, and I had already asked this before, tracking bracelets or actual software system? Please elaborate. I think you've answered that.
What we noticed when we were doing the research for this scope is that there's several different kinds of financial setups as far as the county remitting payment to the software provider. One of those was a per offender type setup, and that's what that's addressing. Okay. And then, of course, the other more common setup of, you know, your overall price.
Because it could be, you know, different models of, mm-hmm. of licensing and because we will definitely need how the software, mm-hmm. or, you know, your proposal is licensed for us to use.
Sure. And you know, the reason I ask so much, because those are type questions that sort of is the model that ankle bracelets use. I mean, they're
right.
paid by offenders, you know. And so that's why it was a little confusing, you know, on my side, just because of that. I just want to make sure that...
We just want to make sure that whatever your financial setup is, that it's outlined to us in detail in the proposal.
Yes.
We don't want to get down the road and find out, oh, well, by the way, on top of this X number of dollars per year service and maintenance, there's an also per user charge or something like
that.
Sure,
yes, I understand. Okay, thank you for that. Possible interfaces. It says Clerk of Court, eFin, SunGuard's
Pentimation.
Yeah, Pentimation, Financial Export. Clerk of Court's Benchmark, which you mentioned. Court Docket Information, Caliber System, SmackCop, formerly CTS America, Jail Management System. Is the county wanting collaboration for sharing of the data or full push-pull? And I've already pretty much asked that, with sync capabilities via APIs. Can you supply additional tech information on the AH platform and system specs on each system if APIs are being requested to help in this big component? And then how many data fields might be included?
That's probably going to be more of a negotiation item down the line when we figure out what the proposal is going to be. We intend to work with the vendor that's selected to accommodate those items. It's envisioned that each of the different interfaces will have a different number of fields and may have slightly different capabilities. For instance, for the financial system, it may be more of a push operation than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Our clerk of court likes to have a place where files are dropped and then they pick them up and load them in.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the verifications kind of happen after that, mm-hmm. hence the reports.
Okay. As far as helping us to know how to price that out, I don't know exactly how to put a price in a proposal when it's a negotiated down the road. I know what we've done in Orlando and Orange County and Tallahassee, Leon County, and also in Osceola, maybe it would be the same, but I don't know. because it's asking us to give a price, but yet we don't know what those systems are. And when you talk APIs, every system's different. I mean, you know, we that's what I was confused about, how to know what to give you that we can do what you want.
For the APIs, typically, it's good. Right now, how we do most of ours is file drop, mm-hmm. you know, file drop and pickup, basically CSV and fields. Again, it's the reason I'm saying it's a negotiation item is I don't want to suppose how you guys would like to do your integration.
So maybe we could just do it the way you've been doing it and give a component option that yes. would be your choice.
Is that
a good way?
That might be just fine for us.
Perfect. That helps.
Because, like I said, our clerks would probably not want to do an API. They'd probably want to do the file drop.
Okay. That helps a bunch. And then we can give that option.
Because most of the systems right now are set up for file drop.
True. Okay. We can give that option. I'm done. Thank
good
you.
Question.
You guys are amazing. Thank you. I'm sorry for so many questions.
I mean,
we've been in it enough to know that we want to make sure that we satisfy, you know, what you're looking for mm-hmm. and exceed, not satisfy, but exceed what you're looking for.
What one of the things to note here is that the system is replacing some other, you know, systems and workflows, some of which are not automated at all. We have things on 3x5 cards in places. Mm-hmm. So those items, we're looking for the total solution mm-hmm. and, you know, perhaps not piecing together pieces and parts. Mm-hmm. If that's part of your proposal, that's fine. We will review them.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. So I guess some of the data that already exists, how would that be transferred over? Is that a data drop situation, or?
There's one system which currently runs our pre-trial release, which we will look at maybe doing it. The 3x5s, we're not going to shred them and throw them into the little holes on the side of the computer. It ain't happening. So I don't believe that'll be something other than understanding how it's done. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're going to be looking for services for doing that.
Okay.
For our financial system, there may be some. I don't know that we could get anything out. It may be cost prohibitive to do that one. Mm-hmm. We may just transfer over balances, make mm-hmm. copies of what we have to make copies of, and turn the system off.
Okay. Well, we have the capability of doing it. I just want to make sure I give you what you want price-wise.
You may not have price, but...
Maybe not the cards.
For the cards and for this other system,
it's
at least 20 years old.
Oh, yes. That's difficult. That's difficult.
And we're...
But that's exciting for us because of what we can bring to the table. So I love that. So that's exciting. So thank you for that.
Yeah. We're looking at something that would work us into the future. We're not looking for the right now. We're looking for, you know, hey, this is what's coming, you know,
absolutely.
Innovation.
Absolutely.
Sort of
absolutely. That's perfect. I'm sorry I'm done. I appreciate this is incredible, incredible team here and incredible opportunity to make a huge difference, and that's what we're all about. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate you coming. Appreciate everybody being here. Good discussion. Anybody have anything else they want to bring to the table today? I don't know if it might be important. I know that there's different factions, right? There's pre-trial, there's... Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Call them modules.
Modules, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's spelled out in the scope, the different factions.
Yes.
That should be in one of the paragraphs.
Groups that this one software is to support those activities. And they have similar things, but they have distinctions as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One last question. As far as authority to do business, this qualified, do
that
I need
does?
To go ahead and register here like we're already registered in other counties?
You do not.
Okay,
the state of Florida.
Okay, so this is good enough.
Yeah.
That helps. So I know I don't have to do anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. This is great.
Great. I appreciate you being here. Appreciate everybody's presence.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, we will adjourn then. We don't have any more questions.